would you mind turning that down a few decibels?
Yoo-hoo, Herbie!
Herbie.
Gosh, I didn't hear you come in, Dr. Stone.
Really, I wonder why.
Yipes, did I do that?
Oh, think nothing of it. It's just some old thing that Mrs. Stone picked up at an antique shop.
Gosh, I'm awful sorry. Look, can I give you a hand with these
books?
Thanks,
Herbie, I can manage. Herbie!
Gosh, I'm awful sorry, Dr. Stone.
That's all right, Herbie.
What happened?
Herbie was lending me a hand.
I guess I'd better wait outside for Mary.
All set, Herbie. Let's go. Bye, Dad. Bye, Mom.
Goodbye,
bye, honey.
Sarah.
Thanks for entertaining Herbie while he was waiting.
It was nothing.
I can tell by the look on your face that it's I hate Herbie week again. I wish you'd be more tolerant, dear.
You take a look at your antique candy dish and then talk about tolerance.
Oh, no.
I tell you, that Herbie isn't a boy. He's a roving disaster area.
Oh, relax, dear. Look, a little cement and it'll be as good as new. You're going to have the bookbinding repaired.
Well, what about my nerves? Who's going to repair them?
You should make an effort to like Herbie. He's a very nice boy.
He's a blight. He's a blight who just happens to live next door. He's a... Well, why should I make an effort to like him?
Well, because he and Mary see a lot of each other. They're very fond of each other. As a matter of fact, Mary is more serious about Herbie than she's ever been about any other boy.
If you're suggesting for one hideous moment that Herbie might, by some cruel stroke of fate, someday wind up as my son-in-law.
But... Excuse me, I almost forgot my radio.
Mom?
Yes?
Would you say that Herbie is accident-prone?
No, I wouldn't. We all bump into something or drop things once in a while.
Yeah, but if an accident's gonna happen, it's a pretty good chance it'll happen best when Herbie's around.
Oh, it's just a stage he's going through. He'll outgrow it. Now, hold that firmly, honey, because if you don't, if you move it, it won't stick.
Mm. Hey, what does Mary see in Herbie anyway?
Well, he has lots of fine qualities.
Name one.
Well, in the first place, he's very considerate of others, and that's a quality all women admire.
Mother, if Herbert Bailey puts so much as a foot in our door, I demand that he leave. I mean, this is the final revolting straw that breaks the camel's back.
Oh, well, now, simmer down, simmer down. What's the final straw?
Well, Herbie has a friend who's coming to visit him, and he goes and invites him to come along with us to the school dance.
Oh.
Mary, can't you recognize that? He's being considerate.
Considerate? Jeff, two's a couple, but three's an absolute mob. Oh, that Herbie. Sometimes I could wring his neck.
But, Mom, I think this is gonna sit now.
Looks fine. Hi, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Herbie.
Can we be alone, please?
Alone? Oh, yes, yes. You can finish that in your room, dear.
Oh, okay. You know, I think there's something definitely wrong with my personality. I really do.
Oh, have a walnut cookie.
Oh, thanks. Well, everything I do wrong. It's a real knack. Like today. I told Mary that I was going to take my buddy Ken with us to the dance. And boom, she goes right into orbit.
Well, look, now, why don't we discuss this, the whole thing, hmm? Would you mind not tossing or spinning anything for a few minutes? Now, to begin with, who is Ken?
Ken Karslake. He's my buddy. A terrific guy. Well, anyway, he's going to be in town a few days on a furlough. So I figured...
Oh, he's a soldier?
Oh, no, a cadet from Carter Military Academy.
And when you suggested making it a threesome, that's when Mary went into orbit.
Boom! Like a three-stage rocket.
Well, maybe I can talk to her about it. I'll suggest that she ask one of her friends to be Ken's date.
Would you? Uh-huh. Gosh, that'd be swell, Mrs. Stone. I mean, Ken doesn't know anyone in Hilldale, and a guy could die of loneliness without a date on Saturday night.
Mm. Mother!
I'd better be. Leave him. I'll be back later.
Sure.
Mother, Mother, was Herbie here?
Why, you ask?
What did you want, dear? Mother, I'm going over to Darlene's.
All right. Mary, I was just thinking, why don't you ask one of your girlfriends to go with Herbie's friend to the dance?
At this late date? Oh, Mother, really?
Sorry, I lost my head.
I'm just not going to the dance, and that's it.
Would you get that, please, dear?
Yes, Mother. The entire student body would be laughing at me right to my face. Herbie and me and his drippy friend tagging along in a soldier suit.
Excuse me, is Herbert Bailey in?
No. No, he isn't.
When will he be back?
He lives right over there.
How stupid of me. Excuse me.
You wouldn't by any chance be Ken?
Cadet Kenneth Carslake, at your service, miss. Will you... Don't tell me that you're Mary.
Yes.
Well, how do you do?
It's very nice to meet you, Ken.
Herbie said some wonderful things about you. I must say, he certainly didn't do you justice.
Well...
Donna!
Father! Father, I'd like you to meet Kenneth Carslake.
I'm very pleased to meet you, sir.
How do you do? No need to stand on ceremony, Kenneth. At ease.
Oh, Mother, I'd like you to meet Kenneth Carslake. You may recall my mentioning him.
Oh, yes, I think I do remember. How do you do, Kenneth?
I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Stone.
Excuse my interrupting. Darling, I thought you said the appliance shop fixed this thing. It still flickers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take it right back.
If you'll excuse me, sir, may I examine that?
Certainly.
Just as I thought, sir. Imperfect contact.
Oh?
Terminals corroded. It's the commonest cause of arcing current. There. Think you'll find that works now?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all, sir. I'm certainly looking forward to the dance this Saturday. I hope you don't mind my tagging along.
Oh, think nothing of it. Glad to have you.
Good. If it's all right with your parents, perhaps I could drop over tonight. Discuss plans and so forth.
Certainly.
I'd like that, Ken.
Until tonight.
Goodbye.
Well, that's what I call a young man.
Did you ever see anything so gorgeous in your entire life? I take it you've decided to go to the dance after all.
Oh, those eyes and that absolutely darling uniform. I think it'll complement my blue dress perfectly.
It's spring.
Uh-huh. And it looks like a hard, cold winter for Herbie.
It must be thrilling being a cadet.
That's a pretty rugged life. It has its rewards.
Hey, what do you say we go over to Bud's and play ping pong?
Oh, Ken, tell me some more about your parade review ceremony. It sounds absolutely dreamy.
We could go to the arcade and shoot miniature golf.
I'd like you to see the ceremony, Mary. The whole corps turns up. We wear our dress grays. And...
Sounds really great.
Poor Herbie. He hasn't danced once with Mary the whole evening. He looks like a rejected basset hound.
Well, it's the law of the jungle, the survival of the fittest.
Well, I suppose so. But I wish Mary had a little more sympathy for basset hounds.
I can't blame her. Ken is attractive. He's polite, he's courteous, doesn't knock things over.
And he looks dreamy in his uniform.
Oh, there's nothing to do with it.
Mary just happens to be infatuated with it, that's all.
Oh, come on, honey. A uniform makes no difference whatsoever.
Oh, hi, Dr. Stone. Sure is uncomfortable tonight, isn't it?
For some of us, I imagine.
Warm, I mean. I was noticing your flower bed in the back. It sure needs watering.
I'll take care of it tomorrow, Herbie.
I'd water for you, Dr. Stone. I have nothing to do right
Herbie,
now.
Herbie, if you don't mind,
it's very sweet of you, Herbie. Don't you think so, Alex?
Oh, yes. Very sweet. If you'll excuse me, I have some paperwork to take care of.
You know, sometimes I don't think Dr. Stone likes me very much.
Oh, Herbie, he's very fond of you. Well, of course, he does think you're a little lacking in aggressiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my trouble. I guess I have no character.
Oh, you have lots of character. Aggressiveness is something else.
Mother!
Mother, Ken hasn't seen any of Hilldale's sights yet, so I'm going to show him around.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, Herbie boy, aren't you forgetting? My little sports job's a two-seater.
We won't be very long. Bye-bye.
What about Herbie?
Herbie knows all the sights. He was born here.
Bye. That's after 10. Boy, when Mary gives someone a guided tour, she really goes all out.
Herbie, is Mary still trying to get a date for Ken?
Yeah, I guess she is. But you know how it is trying to get someone at the last minute.
Look, Herbie, why don't you take care of it?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I never thought of it. I bet I could get Claudette Weston to go with him. She's a good sport and a swell dancer.
Well, there, you see?
No, I don't think I should. I mean, as long as Mary doesn't mind Ken tagging along.
Good night, Ken. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Mother.
Well, good night, Mary.
Good night, Ken.
Excuse me, Mrs. Stone. I just remembered an important phone call I have to make.
At this time of the night?
She won't mind. Claudette, the girl who's going to the dance with Ken. And the only reason I got Claudette to say yes was the terrific build-up I gave you.
Oh, where is she?
She'll be here soon.
I don't know why you had to go to so much trouble, Herb. After all, Mary doesn't mind my coming along with the two of you.
Are you kidding? Of course she minds. She's just being polite, that's all.
That would be Claudette by any chance.
Yup, that's her. Come on, she's waiting for us.
You know, Herbie, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
What do you mean?
I just don't go for the mental type.
Now, wait a minute. Claudette's a darn good sport and lots of fun. Ken, you're not listening.
I'm so Herbie, she's not for me.
Wait, you can't leave now. I've already invited her to the dance.
I'm sure it'll be a very memorable evening for both of you.
Carry on.
Boy, what a mess.
Hiya, Claudette. What'll you have?
Was that your friend who just left?
Malted milk, banana split. Ernie makes the best banana splits you ever...
Herbie, was that your friend?
You mean Ken. Yeah, but he had to go someplace.
You mean he changed his mind?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It's just that... Well, something important come up. Something he wasn't figuring on.
Sure. Military orders. Top secret stuff, I know. Skip it. I didn't want to go to the dance anyway.
Wait. There's something I wanted to say to you.
What else is there to say?
Claudette, I'd be honored if you'd go to the dance with me.
Con onore? What does it mean, Ken?
That's the motto of Carter Military Academy.
never without honor.
Golly, that's inspiring.
That's the code we cadets live by. Uh-oh, enemy approaching 11 o'clock high. Hiya, Herbie. Did you manage to square things with La Belle Claudette?
I managed all right. Well, I hope you don't get sore.
What did you do now?
I asked her to go to the dance with me.
You're taking Claudette?
That's a pretty chintzy thing to do, Herbie boy, ducking out on us like that.
Herbie, how come you asked her?
Well, it's just the way it worked out. Well, anyway, Ken can take you to the dance, so that's that. Excuse me, I promised your dad I'd water his flower bed.
Steady, boy, steady, you'll make it.
Good old goof up, Herb, all thumbs and two left feet.
You know, there's something awfully funny about Herbie asking Claudette. I wonder why he did that.
I guess old Herb just went for it, that's all. To each his own, I always say.
Mary, I've made some lemonade for you and the boys if you'd like some.
Thank you, Mother. I'll be right in. I'll be right back with the lemonade.
Swell.
Have to be such a goof up.
I know. He does everything wrong.
If it can possibly be fouled up, leave it to Herbie.
You mean like ducking out on you and inviting Claudette to the dance?
Well, I can't blame him for that. I guess I practically threw them together.
No.
Besides, if it was Ken who ducked out on Claudette, it would be just like Herbie to invite her himself.
Really? Why?
So she wouldn't feel rejected. It's just the sort of thing Herbie would do.
I hope, everybody. I certainly appreciate your lending me Jeff's things, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, well, that was the least we could do after that unfortunate accident.
Let me tell you, Mrs. Stone, in my... did I say something funny?
No, I'm sorry, Ken. It's just that you look kind of ridiculous.
I guess I wouldn't win any prizes for neatness at that. Well, as I was saying, in my opinion, this wasn't an accident. Herbie planned it.
Oh, I am sorry. Please, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, Herbie's always been jealous, and turning the hose on was just his sneaky way of getting back at me.
Oh, Ken, don't be silly.
What?
Well, Herbie couldn't do anything sneaky, and you know it.
Oh, look, Mary, I know Herbie.
Furthermore, I think it's terrible of you to even suggest such a thing.
If you'll excuse me, I'll be running along. I'll send Herbie back for the rest of my uniform.
I recognize the shirt and the slacks, but who was in them?
Just someone I used to know.
They quarrel already?
No, oh, it's just a little spat, and with luck, it won't blow over.
Yeah.
Huh? Herbie! Would you help a lady in distress? This is stuck. Thank you. Oh, would you like to try one of Mother Stone's homemade pickles?
Delicious.
Oh, thank you. I understand you're taking Claudette to the dance.
Well, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't want this to get around. But I'm not.
You aren't?
Oh, I asked her, Mrs. Stone. Really, I did. I practically begged her, but she turned me down. After the buildup I gave Ken, I guess she was just too proud to settle for second best.
Well, Claudette certainly has a funny idea of what's second best.
Well, anyway, with Ken taking Mary, it all works out for the best.
Oh, yes, just dandy. Excuse me, Herbie. I just thought of something I have to take care of. Mary, you never did tell me whether you wanted this dress shortened or not.
Don't bother, Mother. I'm not going to the dance.
Oh, come on, Mary. Ken will be calling any minute to apologize.
I keep thinking of how silly he looked in Jeff's clothes. Mama, you don't understand. Even if Ken did call, I wouldn't go to the dance with him. Not after the terrible things he said about Herbie.
You, know, of course, that Herbie invited Claudette.
I know, Mother.
And did you know that she turned him down?
Honest?
Honest.
But after the way I've treated Herbie, Mother, he'd never ask me.
Well, why can't you ask him?
Me ask him?
Oh, well, I guess that is a pretty grisly idea.
To do, rupture my eardrums?
You didn't tell me Claudette turned you down.
Okay, so now you know. You and Ken can laugh about it between dances.
I'm not going to the dance with Ken. I'm not going to the dance with anyone. Well, aren't you going to ask me to go with you?
Nope.
I'm not proud. I'm asking you to go to the dance with me. Well, will you?
I'm considering it.
Herbie, if you don't take me to that dance, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
Yourself
for a surprise.
Well, hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken. We haven't seen you in a long time. This is a pleasant surprise.
Dr. Stone, Mrs. Stone.
That's only half of it.
Hello, Dr. Stone, Mrs. Stone.
Herbie.
Well, when did this happen?
Last week, just for the summer session, thanks to good old Ken.
Herbie, I just can't believe it. Why, it's positively inspiring how neat you look. And without a radio glued to your ear.
All that childishness is behind me now, sir. A Carter cadet is well-groomed, maintains the dignity of the military service, and moves at all times with precision.
I didn't see the table.
Forget it, Herbie. Good to have you home again.
been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.